I am surprised at how many of my fellow campers are actually employed, at least at the moment, since I had expected to be surrounded by jobless seekers like myself. But the white-collar workforce seems to consist of two groups, those who can't find work at all, and those who are employed in groups where they work much more than they want to. In between lies a scary place where you dedicate long hours to a job that you sense is about to eject you, if only because so many colleagues have been laid off already. I've read about a form of depression called survivor syndrome that is said to be rampant in layoff-prone firms, and several of these campers would seem to be among the victims. In Chris's case, no solutions are offered, though he is instructed to own his experience. Now it's my turn. I had hoped to go a little later in the day, when I would have had more time to study the other campers' performances and mentally rehearse my own, but here I am, plucked straight out of my reverie and marched to the front of the room. I keep my self-description brief, that I've been an event planner and public relations person on a consulting basis, and am now seeking the security, continuity, and camaraderie of a corporate job, though, listening to them, I wonder if I'm not heading in the wrong direction, since a lot of them seem as eager to escape the corporate world as I am to enter it. This fails to elicit even a nod of acknowledgement from my audience, so I move on swiftly to my challenges, listing first my age, and second, my fear that I won't fit into the corporate culture, because I'm beginning to sense that there is one, and that I may be just too flippant, sarcastic, and impatient for it. I feel, I say, like I'm supposed to force myself into a mold. At this, Patrick interrupts to freeze me, an assault that I, automatically and without the slightest forethought, ham up, raising my hands and jerking backward as if immobilized by a laser gun. What's wrong with Barbara? Is the question on the floor, although Patrick doesn't put it quite so baldly. First, he blows off the age issue. He himself is 59, although it should be noted here that when I see him a month later, he will be 58. As for the personality issue, Patrick appears incensed that I would suggest that there is a corporate culture we have to conform to. You can't remake yourself. You have to find the one place out there that will nurture and value you. Breaking out of my frozen condition, I object that there are hundreds of thousands of companies out there, so how do I find my one place? His response is to recommend that I create a support group to function as my team. I am now officially unfrozen and sent back to my seat to write all this wisdom down. Billy speaks up to advise me that TEAM means together everyone achieves more, and that FEAR means false evidence, but I miss the rest of it. Patrick wraps up my case with the Zen-like pronouncement. The point is, it's whatever you make of it. I am both relieved to be out of the spotlight and dismayed at the uselessness of Patrick's advice. For this I paid $179 and flew all the way to Atlanta. But we are on to James, who it turns out is the one real rebel in the room. He describes himself, calmly and confidently, as a thinker, communicator, writer, instructor. In short, he's a philosopher. Plato, Socrates, and Nietzsche are dead, but I'm here.